During sentencing, Audrey Seeler described herself as honest. Madison police, however, say the Rockford, Minnesota woman repeatedly lied about her four-day disappearance from the UW-Madison campus. For several days, Seeler stuck by a story that a man held her against her will, using items she herself bought, like a knife and duct tape. During a dry-eyed apology to police and victims of real abductors, Seeler says she acted irrationally this spring. She blames severe depression. She's now on medication.
I've always been an honest person, and so I'm even now working to understand fully the reason why I did not or could not tell the truth about my situation and the issues I was dealing with.
Defense attorney Randy Hopper says Seeler couldn't cope with an aunt's death and difficulties with her boyfriend because Seeler's life up till then had been a string of athletic and academic success.
Some might say she was a perfectionist and an overachiever, and this caught her off guard completely that she was experiencing problems.
Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard called Seeler's staged abduction selfish and narcissistic. He also expressed doubt over a psychiatrist's report. It said Seeler had a mental disorder which caused her to lose touch with reality during and immediately after her disappearance.
It was completely clear to the detectives who interviewed Ms. Seeler that she was not disoriented as to time, place, or reality during extensive interviews over 2 days. So if there's a suggestion that Ms. Seeler told lies to the police because she had lost touch with reality, that is false.
Seeler will pay $250 a month to help defray the costs of a community-wide manhunt she says she never intended to set off. Police spent more than $50,000 searching for her imaginary abductor. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.